Chapter 16. We do not have to wait until after midnight to make our escape from Spence. Everyone is so exhausted from the fair, I can hear the snores resounding in the hallways. But the three of us are more awake than ever, giddy with anticipation. We gather in the great room. I try to make the door of light appear once more, but I cannot seem to summon it. I feel Fee's and Anne's eagerness turning to desperation, so I abandon that way for the other. "Let's go," I say, leading the charge out onto the lawn. The night is a living, breathing thing, filled with possibility. The cloudless sky twinkles with thousands of stars that seem to urge us on. The moon sits fat and content. I put out my hand and conjure the door in my mind. The energy of it makes my hand shake. The secret portal shimmers into view, as strong as before, and I let out my breath in relief. "What are we waiting for?" Fee asks, grinning, and we race each other through the glowing passageway, laughing. We come out into the realms. Arm in arm, we take the trail that winds among the stones, sneaking about so that we're not seen, looking for any signs of trouble. "Oh, Winterlands, creatures," Felicity sing-songs as we near the borderlands. "Come out of your hiding places." Anne shushes her.
I don't think we should...
"Can't you see they've gone? Or something has happened to them? When Gemma took the magic out of the temple, perhaps that was the end of them."
"Then why hasn't Pip..." I let the words die on my tongue.
"Because she's not one of them," Felicity snaps. When we come to the borderlands, we step carefully through the thorn wall. Its snares are easier to escape this time, and we make it through without so much as a scratch.
"Woot, woot."
The call resonates in the blue-tinged forest. Bessie Timmons and May Sutter, sticks in hand, pop out from behind the trees, eliciting a yelp from Felicity.
"You needn't do that. It's only us," Felicity says.
"Can't be too careful," Bessie says.
"I don't care for how familiar they are," Felicity whispers to me, "or how vulgar."
Pippa waves to us from the castle's tower.
"Don't go away. I'm coming down."
"Pip!"
Felicity leads the charge to the castle's doors. Mercy opens them up and welcomes us inside. The castle seems a bit tidier than it was before. Some care has been taken. The floor swept, the fire lit. It is almost cosy. Even the vines do not seem quite so intimidating. Their deadly nightshade flowers are pretty purple against the crumbling stone. Pippa races into the room.
"I saw you at the Bramble Wall. I counted the seconds until you reached us. 232, to be exact."
Pippa's dress is in tatters again, but the rest of her is still lovely. The magic seems to have lasted for her, which is curious, for when I have gifted Fee and Anne, it hasn't lasted longer than a few hours at best.
"You're absolutely radiant," Fee says, embracing her.
Pippa slides me a sly glance.
"Yes, it must have been the joy of being reunited with my friends again, for I feel a different girl altogether. Oh, Gemma, will you help me with a kindling?"
"Of course," I say, ignoring Fee's curious stare. Pip leads me behind the tapestry and into the old chapel.
"How are you?" I ask.
Her lips tremble.
"How should I be? I am doomed to live here forever, to be this age forever while my friends grow older and forget about me."
"We shan't forget about you, Pip," I say, but it feels like a false balm. Pippa puts her hand on my arm.
"Gemma, it gave me hope to feel the magic once again, but now it's slipping away."
She gestures to her tattered dress.
"Can you give me more? Something to keep my spirit bright while I try to make my peace with my fate? Please?"
I can't do this forever," I say, haltingly, afraid of what will happen, whichever course I take.
"I didn't ask you to do it forever."
Pip pulls a shriveled berry from a bowl and eats it, making a face.
"And anyway, you were the one who offered. Please, Gemma. It means the world to me, if I must endure this place."
She wipes away tears, and I feel the perfect louse of a friend. For all my talk of changing things, why do I hesitate with Pippa?
If I could change her lot, wouldn't that prove it's a new world, a new hope, with no limits?
"Give me your hands," I say, and Pippa embraces me.
"I'll not forget it," she says, kissing my cheek.
Then her brow furrows.
"Can't you give me more this time, so that I might make it last?"
"I can't control how long it lasts," I explain. "I'm only just trying to understand it."